What's up? This is Movies On Up, our final anniversary edition bonus episode of the week for the last time this week. Not that you're getting tired of myself or my co-host Dave.
Maybe not.
Probably not. If you are getting tired of us, there's no way you'd have sat through all four of our previous discussion episodes. The favorite movies we loved as a child that we still love today are technological discussion, our favorite remakes and remakes that will be our favorites whenever they do get made, our fake 24-hour movie marathon, and of course this, our list of our top favorite chick flicks from a couple of manly men, some real hard-hitting dudes.
This one was hard. It was hard to pick that fifth one because this was one of the last ones where we actually had a discussion in the episode, because I think it was just four episodes later that we split them into how we are now, or a news episode and a discussion episode. And we had all of October, where there were 5 weeks where every October episode I thought was an awesome discussion, but it'd be hard to pick just one, so we decided not to. So go back and listen to our October ones, because there were some cool horror movie discussions. All of them were horror-centric. So this one was fun, though. I mean, I don't watch a lot of chick flicks.
I guess I don't either, but I didn't really have a problem coming up with five. So
no,
maybe I watch more than I think I like.
This was probably one that I had some honorable mentions on, because I generally do that.
But yes.
I lucked out. I have a girlfriend that doesn't enjoy chick flicks, so I don't have to sit there and watch them. But again, I like doing the list because they make me think of different things, and they did make me think of maybe some movies that I liked that I didn't really accept were chick flicks until now, or maybe movies I liked that I thought were chick flicks, but I thought were kind of cheap to count them because maybe they weren't chick flicky enough. So again, I overthink every list, but it's fun. And I don't know what, I guess I could probably guess what my number one is off top of my head if I had to guess, but I don't know that I could name the other four right now. And this was only 3 months ago.
Yeah, we really don't remember anything that we, it's a good thing we record this. Otherwise, it would just be completely out of our mouths and into the ether. And even the definition of chick flick can be different from person to person. So if there's any that we've missed that you think absolutely is a chick flick and should be in there, there's a great chance that we'll agree with you. We just probably didn't think of it. So help us out. Let us know your thoughts, your suggestions, moviesonup@gmail.com. You can get at us on the Facebook, facebook.com/moviesonup, or reach us via the Twitter sphere @moviesonup. Without further ado, our favorite chick flicks. Probably not news to you that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I think that's when that Saint Valentine got rid of all the snakes from Africa. Was that it?
I don't follow history.
Yeah, I don't either. Or snakes, for that matter. But what we do follow is movies. So Dave and I are going to give you our top five chick flicks as selected by dudes with dicks. Our really only criteria for this is it's got to be a movie that we've seen, which does rule out quite a bit of chick flicks because we don't like them.
Yeah, and I didn't count anything that I felt was made with guys in mind. Like, I think the ultimate one of that is like Jerry Maguire, where at the heart of it, it's a chick flick, but there's enough there for guys.
Yeah, that's kind of, as soon as he mentioned that rule, that's the one that I picked out. And it didn't make my list, but I like it. I think it's a chick flick.
I love the movie.
I would have counted it, but I just found some other ones that I liked better, so I didn't. But Dave, why don't you lead off? What is your fifth favorite chick flick of all time?
Hitch, starring Will Smith, Kevin James. Kevin James wasn't too Kevin Jamesy, and Will Smith was charming, as always. It was weird because it was a romantic comedy that focused more on the men. Maybe that's why I liked it. Maybe it was just actually charming and enjoyable. Something about it, I actually kind of enjoyed it.
So it's not, would you say it's good for a chick flick, or it's a decent movie?
Definitely good for a chick flick. It might be a decent movie.
I think that's where we're,
because I'll watch it. If it's on like FX and nothing else is on, I'll leave it on because there's some legitimate good laughs in it. Like, there's some funny parts. It's very formulaic as far as a chick flick. It's very like chick flick formula, but Will Smith is almost worth watching in almost anything. So,
fair enough. My number five is actually even more recent than Hitch. It's Warm Bodies from just a couple weeks ago. I went out to see that. I wouldn't say that it's laugh out loud funny, because it's really not. Nicholas Hoult does do a great job, though, with very little, as he is a zombie through the movie. I think it's more about love as an emotion rather than any one particular relationship, but I actually did kind of enjoy the movie, and I think it could be considered a chick flick. It's kind of heavy on that love sappy stuff.
Well, it centers around the love sappy stuff. So.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, that's kind of a plot device, so to speak.
My number four also centers on the love sappy stuff and asks the age-old question, can men and women really be friends? Mine is the classic, one of the chickiest of chick flicks, but a great movie, When Harry Met Sally. Legitimately funny. Billy Crystal is at his Billy Crystal-iest. Meg Ryan is awesome.
Like, at her Meg Ryan-iest?
Yeah, it's just a good movie. There's a lot of like legitimate laughs in it. It's just a fun time.
You're right. That's one that, I mean, I consider it a comedy. I mean, I guess it could be a chick flick, but you know, maybe we're trying to paint it with too fine a brush. It is just a good movie, though. And I think if you had to sit down with a girl that liked chick flicks, she'd probably be able to get through that one and it would be fine. My number four is definitely a chick flick. It's definitely a love story. So much so that that's the title of the fucking movie. It's called Love Story from 1970. It was directed by Arthur Hiller, who did The Out-of-Towners, which was pretty decent. And Man of La Mancha, not as decent. Starring Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw. It is incredibly, incredibly sappy. Lots of melodrama. But, you know, love means never having to say you're sorry. You'll never have to say you're sorry after sitting through this with a chick, because she will fuck you. I guarantee it.
My number three, I shied away from the rom-coms and just went for a straight romantic like love story. Gets kind of sappy, but it's kind of badass in the same time. Untamed Heart from 1993 with Christian Slater, Marissa Tomei. It's actually like a really good movie. I saw it 3 times in the theaters. 14-year-old Dave did. It's just a fun movie. Like, not fun. It's not fun, but it's a good movie.
I think I can see, like, our lists are starting to kind of take shape. You're picking movies that are good. I'm picking movies that are sad. My next movie, maybe it's not a chick flick, but it definitely centers around a relationship. Two folks that certainly do love each other, but these two, maybe a little bit younger. It's from 1991, My Girl, directed by Howard Zeef. Who amongst us was not in love with Anna Chomsky at
the
time?
She grew up so hot.
Yeah, she did all right for herself. But you know, when I think back to Veda, like, that was such... Everybody wanted to be friends with that girl. She was awesome. And her and little Mac just being the bestest of buddies, and you thought, you know, wouldn't this be cute if they can just grow up and get married? But he can't see without his glasses.
And that's one of my favorite death scenes in any movie.
The favorite in that, like,
it's
it'll
hilarious.
Kick your balls? Or
yeah. I thought it was nice. I liked it a lot. Is that all you got on?
Yeah, that's all I got. I'm just trying to determine if you're a terrible human being. That was sad, man.
My number two is the most chickiest of all the chick flicks I picked, because this one I don't think they made with guys in mind at all. This was made just 100% for the women, but fuck me, I love it. 13 going on 30.
I like that film as well.
Starring Jennifer Garner, Andy Serkis, Mark Ruffalo. It's a fun movie. She's really fucking good. And a lot of time rom-coms, if you look at them from like a movie standpoint and not just a cheap date kind of standpoint, they're boring because nobody's doing anything interesting. You put, you know, Jennifer Garner playing a 13-year-old girl in an adult's body, that's interesting.
It's kind of like Big, but with
a
more focused on the relationship.
And it was really, it's actually really good. Like, she's really fucking good in it. Like, she's so charming.
And
she,
very
like,
different from how she usually is in everything else. Like, she has a bit of a personality in this
movie.
Yeah,
she has a lot of personality, and it's just so fucking funny. I love that movie. Like, I'll legitimately claim that I love 13 going on 30.
Yeah, that's a solid choice. And I'm a little surprised that there are no Jennifer Garner movies in my top five. There is, however, Jennifer Garner was not my first love. I think this next movie, probably the two female leads, I guess you would say, were I probably locked in some kind of death struggle to be my first love. It was from 1999, 10 Things I Hate About You. I goddamn love this movie. I'm pretty sure it's a chick flick, I guess. Chicks seem to like it, but I think it's kind of funny too. I was absolutely in love with both of the Stratford sisters. And Heath Ledger, I thought, was really, really good. And Joey Gordon-Levitt, before he was kind of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, was really, really good in this movie too. I think it's a great combination of humor and whatever else girls like in movies. But I think it's all there equally.
I've never seen it.
You should check it out.
So I can't add anything.
Check it out. It's good. Or you could just wait for the sequel.
It's not a sequel. It's just made by the same person.
But
10 Things I Hate About Life?
Yeah. I mean, no, it's probably not a direct sequel because I don't think...
There was a TV show.
Yeah, there was, which was kind of a spinoff. But I think it had the dad was in both the movie and the TV show.
My number
Larry
one.
Miller. Yeah.
This one... It's hard to consider it a chick flick because I've loved it, so it's one of my favorite movies. But then when you look at it, there's really no other way to describe it because it totally is a chick flick. But it goes back to what I said about Hitch, where it centers on the male character. This is a chick flick that centers 100% on Lloyd Dobler. Say Anything. Absolutely a chick flick when you look at it. But I fucking love the shit out of that movie.
I think it is a really...
Like, I don't think you want to consider it a chick flick just because... Because
it's a good movie.
Because it's so good and it's so easy to love. But it's... When you look at everything about it, oh, it's a fucking chick flick. But it's so fucking good.
But I guess, you know, like, as big manly men that we are, what is a chick flick? It's maybe a movie that focuses very strongly on a romantic relationship and feelings and shit like that. And... That movie definitely does that, and it's got, you know, I think Harry Met Sally that have like classic scenes in them that everybody, you know, when you think about a relationship, you think of, oh God, is he going to do the Dobler? And people did that, and I think that just proves how good of a movie it was that people actually thought that was a good idea when there were boomboxes. My number one, also one of my favorite movies of all time. I guess it's not necessarily what I would consider a chick flick. I would put it more in like the fantasy, action-adventure type thing. And it's funny. It's funnier than shit. But it is a perfect combination of goddamn everything.
I'm assuming I know what it is, and I never would have guessed. When you think about it, yeah, it's a chick flick. I never would have.
Absolutely, it's a chick flick.
Didn't even pop in my head that it was a chick flick. But yeah, it totally is.
I mean, The entire reason that he goes on this adventure is to get the love of his life back. It's The Princess Bride from 1987. I'm not a huge Rob Reiner guy, but this is a perfect movie.
It absolutely is a perfect movie. And had I considered it a chick flick and it came to me, it would have been on my list. Not arguing that it's a chick flick because it really is. I just didn't think about it. It is a perfect movie. I don't know that there's any other way to describe it.
No, I don't know what else... You know, what you would change about it. I mean, you know, Fred Savage at the beginning of the movie, like, oh, this is a love story. There's a kissing and ew. But by the end of it, I don't care how manly of a man you are, and they don't come manlier than Fred Savage. You know, you've completely flipped and you want them to get together.
The characters,
yes.
The scenes, like, it's a classic. Like, I mean, that's, you figure between the five of us each, Rob Reiner's got two movies on here. And of all the movies, those two
are probably the best.
Easily have the most, well, outside of the In Your Eyes boombox, they have the most iconic scenes. Did you have any also-rans?
I mean, we did mention Jerry Maguire. That would have been an also-ran for me. I kind of toyed with the idea of putting Casablanca on there, but I don't think that's really a chick flick. I like it a lot.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
No, that's not Casablanca. That's another one that I think you and Eric kind of got confused on. But yeah, those were it for me. I guess I don't have a lot of also-rans because I don't dabble that heavily into chick flicks. I like 13 Going on 30. I guess I would put that as maybe.
See, I left off Jerry Maguire because I felt like that was made more with dudes in mind. Crazy Stupid Love, same kind of thing. Your main characters were men. So I really didn't think it was made. I think it was more of a Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling movie than a chick flick. One I did leave off that I think you could consider it a chick flick, but it wasn't really a romantic movie. Mean Girls. That's a great fucking movie, and I don't know how else you would classify it other than
I would call it a comedy.
Yeah, but it's definitely a chick-centric.
Sure, I guess.
And one that I would have been, I don't consider it a chick flick, but it really is, The Baxter, written by Michael Showalter from The State, starring him. It's a really, really good, basically, The Baxter is the essentially the guy in a love story that gets cheated on, that loses the girl to the other guy, and it's told from his perspective. And it's really fucking good. Like, if I were doing a list of, like, best romantic comedies, this would be at the top.
Are those different than chick flicks? Because I kind of, I guess I look at those
because
as similar.
This isn't, I don't really consider it a chick flick because it focuses more on the comedy than the romantic. It's just, it's kind of a send-up of romantic comedies almost. But it's really fucking good. If I didn't already have a Watch It Now for this week, it would have been The Baxter. I just couldn't fathom talking about, like, romantic movies without mentioning The Baxter because I love it so much. It's really fucking funny. It's really good. It's a different take on a romantic comedy.
I guess one more that I almost did sneak on my list, but I'm not sure. I don't think it's a chick flick. I mean, it's a movie that does deal with the relationship and kind of the good and bad parts of it. I want to say that Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a chick flick, but I guess it's really kind of not. I mean, that would be like
it's a story about love. I mean, yeah. At the heart of it, if you want to get technical, like maybe it is, but it feels more than that. And I think it's just natural movies that we love. We don't want to instantly categorize them as chick flicks.
I don't mind.
Like it has a lot of the, if you're going through a checklist, a lot of the checklists that make something a chick flick, you can check off for Eternal Sunshine too, but it just feels like so much more.
Maybe it's just that's why my relationships never work out, because I think that's a chick flick, and I'm like, hey, baby, let's watch this, because this is what's going to happen.
It's a good fucking love story.
Yeah, it really, well, parts of it are. They were so good together. Those are kind of our five favorite chick flicks. If you've got a favorite, send it to us. Let us know. Don't be afraid. Dave and I are the manliest, lumberjackiest sons of bitches you're ever going to come across. And we just gave you five that we like. So if there's one that we missed, one that, you know, that you like, that your girlfriend made you watch, that your wife made you watch, and you're not too ashamed to admit you like it, let us know. Just for shits and giggles, moviesonup@gmail.com, or you can tweet those to us @moviesonup, or get at us on the Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup. Yeah, Dave, I love those movies. Probably not in love with chick flicks. That kind of sets women back a bit, calling them chicks. But
they're just so lazy. Not women.
That's kind of where I thought you were going.
The general layout of a chick flick. They're just generally lazily written, lazily thought out. They're lazy plots. They're lazy characters.
There are formulaic movies.
Yes.
That are kind of cookie cutters. They're template movies. And a chick flick is a type of template. But in order to advance the cause of feminism, I are going to give you a couple selections of our favorite movies that are directed by lady directors. They're not chick flicks. They're movies made by ladies.
The obvious one for me is Point Break, directed by Kathryn Bigelow. But I feel like that's one of those that I'll hype up anytime I can. So stick with the same director, Kathryn Bigelow, from 1995, Strange Days. Starring Ralph Fiennes, Angela Bassett, Tom Sizemore, Juliette Lewis, Mi-Fi Me. Just an awesome movie. Like, I love this movie to this day. I mean, it was a futuristic movie that took place on New Year's Eve 1999. So you do have to suspend a lot of disbelief because it was only like 4 years in the future. But it was awesome. It was just a fun movie that got kind of dark at times, got kind of crazy, but just, I really liked it, and I still do. I really like Kathryn Bigelow.
She's got a couple that, you know, you
could have
picked.
She's got
a couple more recent ones.
Yeah, tons of movies that I love, and I always feel bad because it seems like anytime her name comes up on the podcast, I don't catch it until I listen back, but I'll hear me say Katherine Hardwick when I'm talking about Kathryn Bigelow, and I always catch it after we record, and it drives me insane.
Well, you didn't do that this time, or at least if you did, I didn't notice it. Another director that I actually do like a couple of her movies, but I never, she's not one that I think that, oh, this is a Kathryn Bigelow movie, or this is an Amy Heckerling movie. But one of my favorite high school comedies is Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And I would assume that that's probably got to be high on a lot of people's list. It still holds up today, despite the fact that it, you know, is very dated with not only the music, but the fashions and all that stuff. But, you know, kind of a more updated, semi-more updated version of that. Clueless, another movie that she did. Again, kind of the high school comedy genre, so to speak. But, I mean, looking at both of those different decades, I think they hold up really, really well.
Yeah. And I mean, some of her, she did some good movies in her day.
Yeah.
So those are two quality female directors. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that Catherine Hardwick, she's got an Oscar or two to her name. So
Catherine,
I mean,
Bigelow does.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Catherine Hardwick has a Twilight.
I know. I'm just, that's a callback to 2 minutes ago when you keep messing up the name. Yeah, so at any rate, if there's one that, if you like a particular movie, if you like Catherine Hardwick movies, if you really are a fan of Breaking Dawn Part 2, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. MoviesOnUp@gmail.com, Facebook.com/MoviesOnUp, or on the Twitter @MoviesOnUp. That is going to wrap it up for this last of our discussion episode, our last hurrah for anniversary week.
Thanks for hanging in there. If you've listened to all of these, thanks. If you've listened for the last year, thanks.
That's what I really thank you for.
If you just jumped in and this is your first foray into it, thanks.
Welcome. We'll see you next year.
Yeah, give us another try. We do news episodes early in the week, discussion episode later. Check us out. Movies on Up. And thanks for checking us out. Like, it's been fun.
Yeah, keep checking us out. Next week, we'll kind of be back to our more traditional news episode first in the week. And then we'll have kind of a specialty episode second. Next week, we're not going to give you a top five list. We are going to do kind of our Movies on Up film club, where Dave and I are going to rewatch Chronicle and give you our thoughts on that movie. One of us has positive thoughts. The other is an old curmudgeon.
Until then,
keep it up.